Bacteria that can make us sick also tend to have genes that can make them resistant to antibiotics, and those genes can quickly be passed from one microbe to another, so scientists have both been trying to stay one step ahead of antibiotic resistance by looking for drugs that the bugs can't resist, while others, like Washington University researcher Gautam Dantas, have been trying to get an idea of the scope of the problem.
Studies have been done in either Western populations, so in America or in Europe, or they've been done in remote hunter-gatherer locations. Most studies on the microbiota and on resistance genes in them have focused on what we would argue are the extremes of the human populations.
So Dantas and his team wanted to look at a more representative sample.
Most of the people in the world live in low-income, resource-limited settings in developing countries. So that's why when we decided to set up this study, really trying to understand a baseline for transmission of microbes and their resistance genes, we said, we need to find perhaps more representative environments.
So his team looked for antibiotic resistance genes in bacteria in a rural village in El Salvador and in a densely populated slum on the outskirts of Lima, Peru. Those not only are the environments where most people live,
they also represent the majority of antibiotic use on the planet. So there's been a massive amount of increase of antibiotic use over the last 10 years. And a good chunk of that has occurred in these areas.
By sampling bugs in those environments, Dantas and his team identified a couple of hot spots where antibiotic-resistant bacteria were fairly easy to find.
So one of these places that appeared to be a hot spot for exchange of resistance genes in El Salvador was the chicken coop. So what we found there was if you look at the chicken coops, they happen to be enriched for resistance genes that are compatible with both the human microbiota as well as the soil. These chickens are living in their coops, but they're also probably coming in and out of the household, and they appear to have the ability to also transfer resistance genes and microbes back and forth.
That finding also might point to problems with chickens in more industrialized farming situations where antibiotics routinely are used in the livestock. In a slum on the outskirts of Lima, Peru, the researchers found that a sewage treatment plant was a place where antibiotic resistance was common. That's not all that surprising, Dante says, because such plants are designed to get rid of bugs that are known to be bad for us, but the technology doesn't take antibiotic resistance into account.
We did see an increase in diversity of a lot of other bugs that are sort of environmental microbes. But here's the problem. Some of those particular environmental microbes also happen to have picked up or at least be associated with resistance genes that can cause problems in the clinic. And then what happens to this gray water, this effluent water that has been deemed sort of clean? Well, in Peru, because Lima happens to be around a desert, that water is used to irrigate most of the urban parks all across Lima.
Dantas and his colleagues report their findings in the journal Nature. I'm Jim Dryden.